There's a condition of Bachichas Kloshag and Rav Yehuda Misach Loshabbos Daf Ayin Aleph. Just finished saying in the previous Gemara that Rava holds over the concept of Greira, that when you bring a Chatos for one of the Malachas, in that case in the Gemara, if you go back and look, it helps for the other one also through Greira, it pulls it along. The Gemara, yes, we find that Rava doesn't hold of Greira, because there's a case where someone eats three Kezayas-sized piece of Chalev, and he ate the first two in one period of awareness, and the second two, again, that middle one was with the second one was with the first one in a period of unawareness. Then he ate the third one in the same period of unawareness as that second one as well. Meaning, he became aware that he ate the first piece of chalev before he ate the third piece of chalev. So Rava says, if you bring the chatos on the first piece, it helps also for the second piece because they were both in the same period of unawareness. And the same, if he brings the chatos for the third, it helps for the second. If he brings for the second, it helps for all three. Abaye said, if he brings the chatos on either of them, all of them are included because of Greira. So we see clearly that Rava doesn't hold of Greira. Or says, after he heard of the concept of Greira from Abaye, then he agreed with it, and therefore he applied it in other cases. The question becomes, if he holds of Greira, then why in the case in the previous Gemara, where he did cutting and grinding together, and then later on he did cutting and grinding together again, but this time he did with a Shigas Melachos. So the question becomes, why, if he brings a Chatos for the second cutting, so Rava said it helps for the first cutting, it's the same shame, and then through Greira it helps for the first grinding also, but then it does not help for the second grinding. But why? If he holds a Greira, the second grinding should make that, the first grinding should now schlep along the second grinding, and therefore it should all be included in that one chatos that we're bringing really for the second cutting. And the Gemara says he holds of Greira, but he doesn't hold of Greira of Greira, meaning you want the second grinding, the first grinding, which itself is only there because of Greira, it only helps, is included in the chatos because of Greira. You want that now to help for the second grinding also? That far he doesn't go. Gemara goes on to show that this that we just said, that Abaye and Rava agree that one chatos could be effective as being including two of the same malachas, even though one was done with an unawareness of Shabbos, and the other one was done with an unawareness of Malacha, is actually part of a question that was posed by Rav Zeira. And the Gemara then goes on to a whole Arichas to show that this can be included in the question, and then sort of talks about that whole Inyan afterwards. Mer brings the case if someone ate two kazesim of chalev in one period of unawareness, and then he was made aware of what he ate the first kazayis, and then afterwards he was made aware that he also ate the second kazayis. Rabbi Yechanan says he's chayiv to bring two separate chatois, and Rish Lakish says he's only chayiv to bring one chatos. Rabbi Yechanan bases it on the pasuk of al chatosoi vehevi. You know, for his sin, he shall bring a chatos, which means he has to bring a separate chatos for each avera. Reish Lakish, based on the pasuk, mei chatos soi v'nislach loy, from his sin, he has a kapara. It means that even for one chatos, he can have a kapara for multiple averas. Reish Lakish explains Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk as referring to after the chatos was already brought, then, because he would agree that if he finds out about the eating the second kazayis after the chatos for the first one was already brought, of course he has to bring a second chatos. Rabbi Yechanan explains that Shlokesh's pasuk is referring to a case where one and a half kazayisim of chalev. Then he became aware that he ate one kazayis, and then he ate a second half of a kazayis, and now with the one that he was unaware of plus the new one that he just ate together is another kazayis. We would think that those two half kezayisim now combine to make him chayv a chatos. The pasuk tells us that the chatos for the first kezayis is effective for the first, for the half of the first, of the extra half of the kezayis from the first eating as well. Meaning for that one, for the full one and a half kezayisim size piece that he ate initially. Ravina asked Ravashi, do Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish argue only before the chatos was actually separated? And it's only in that case that Reish Lakish says, because it wasn't separated yet, that the chatos helps for both. Rabbi Yochanan says, since there was an awareness for the Averis, once there's an awareness for each one separately, the Averis become this separate and they each need their own carbon. But if the second Avera is discovered after the chatos for the first one was separated, even Reish Lakish would agree that you need two separate chatos. Or maybe they argue, even if the second Avera is discovered after the chatos was separated for the first one, Reish Lakish says that only one chatos is needed in that case, even after the carbon was separated. The only time you need two separate chatos is when the carbon was actually offered. And then you first become aware of the second Avera. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, that once the chatos was separated, it can no longer be effective for an Avera that hasn't been discovered yet. Or maybe they argue in both cases. Vashi said it makes sense that they argue in both cases, because if they only argue before the separation of the chatos, but after the separation, Reish Lakish would agree with Rabbi Yochanan, then why do Reish Lakish explain Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk as referring to after the carbon has already been brought? He should have explained it's referring to after it was separated. And if they only are, and if they argue after the separation, but before the separation, Rabbi Yochanan agrees with Reish Lakish. Why did Rabbi Yochanan explain Reish Lakish's pasuk as referring to the case of the 1.5 kazesim? Why didn't he just say it's referring to after? I'm sorry, it's referring to even before the separation of the carbon. So it must be that they're arguing in both cases. The Gemara says the Ravashi's points over here are not really valid, because it could be that the Gemara that offered the explanations of the Pesukim for the other Shita, it wasn't sure itself what the Machlokes is. And therefore it offered these explanations in case the Machlokes is even in the extreme way that they argue in both. But it could be Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish themselves didn't give the explanation of the other's pasuk. The Gemara offered it for them. Therefore, it's not a raya from over here, from the way that the pasukim are explained in the Gemara, there's no raya to what they actually held in terms of a true machlokes.